Welcome back into Press Row here on ESPN 95.3. David Paschal along with Wells Guthrie. Hoping everybody out there is having a safe and terrific Tuesday. Well, it is a pleasure to welcome in to Press Row for the very first time NFL Hall of Fame quarterback Warren Moon. Warren, how are you today?
I am doing great. How you guys doing there?
Doing great. Listen, you were at Nissan earlier today, and I want to get to that in just a sec, but I want to say that my first memory of you, I'm 55 years old, and so my first memory of you was the Rose Bowl after the 77 season. I was a little kid growing up thinking USC, UCLA, Michigan, Ohio State, those were like the only teams that could play in the Rose Bowl, but that Washington team got so hot, and then you guys just light Michigan up in that Rose Bowl. How much do you think that game helped that Washington program? That was early in the Don James era. How much do you think that meant as far as establishing Washington as what became a pretty decent power? I mean, you win a national championship 14, 15 years later. What did that Rose Bowl mean?
Yeah, it was huge for our program because at that time, you know, the granddaddy of them all was considered the Rose Bowl, and there wasn't any BCS, there wasn't any college football playoffs. So if you got into one of those major four bowls, especially the Rose Bowl, you were going to get tremendous exposure nationally. So us getting into the Rose Bowl and then winning that game against a Michigan team where we were 17-point underdogs really put our program on the map, especially down in Southern California where a lot of our recruiting came out of. And that's when it started to take off. And Coach James had a great run as a head coach there for about 30 years. They won a national championship, many Rose Bowls, and many Pac-10 championships.
My other college-related question that I had for you, Warren, I mean, you know, being a guy who knows all about the Washington Huskies, and of course James, Don James had such an effect on Nick Saban that Nick always points out a lot. You know, when you won the Rose Bowl and then when Washington won the national championship in 91, you know, back at that time, Oregon was kind of laughable. I mean, they would go like 3-8 every year. How much, as we all know, Oregon throughout the 90s and ever since has been kind of a program to be reckoned with. How much has Oregon's rise, do you think, through the years affected Washington in the years since you played?
Well, quite a bit, because we used to really dominate the Pacific Northwest as far as recruiting. And then when Mike Bilotti comes into Oregon and then they have the presence of Nike, all of a sudden their recruiting really started to pick up and they started getting a lot of those players out of our state that we used to get. And then they went down into California and got a bunch of players as well. So their program has really improved over the last 20 years or so, no question about it. And a lot of it has to do with coaching, and a lot of it has to do with Nike's presence.
All right, Warren, like I mentioned, you were at Nissan Stadium with some fellow NFL alums earlier today. Can you talk about what that was all about?
Yeah, we created a partnership between the NFL alumni, which a lot of Tennessee Titan players and Houston Oilers players, along with the Tennessee Department of Health, and we kicked off a campaign called Gear Up Tennessee, which is focused on bringing COVID-19 awareness to the state of Tennessee. Even though COVID, everybody seems to think it's under control, it really isn't. And especially in this state, the numbers are really down compared to the rest of the country as far as vaccinations are concerned. And as we get into the winter now, you're going to start to see some of those numbers start to rise. So we're just encouraging people to go out and get vaccinated. And if they have questions about it, make sure they ask the doctor, they ask the health professional who can answer the questions they need answered, so we can get as many people vaccinated as possible, and we don't have that same problem that we have, you know, over the last couple of years of having to be isolated and shutdowns and all the different things that went along with the COVID-19 virus.
And Warren, just out of curiosity, how challenging do you think this will be? I mean, I'm an example of a guy. Like I said, I'm 55. I had two COVID shots last year. I had a booster last year, but I haven't done anything in 2022. I mean, I did three things in 21 and nothing in 22. How challenging along those lines do you think it'll be that there's just people like me out there that for whatever reason don't feel, you know, as passionate about attacking it as I did this time last year?
Yeah, I think with all the different variants that are coming off of this, that are mutating off of the original COVID-19, you have to make sure you stay up with those boosters and make sure you stay protected, because those vaccines are only going to last so long. So you could still have the same problems. Maybe you don't get as sick as some of the other people do that get COVID and aren't vaccinated, and hopefully you don't die. But you could definitely help your situation if you're vaccinated and you do somehow come across it. I think you won't get as sick, and you definitely won't die. So those are things you really need to worry about, even though you've been vaccinated already. And for those who haven't been vaccinated, they have a more highly likeliness of getting extremely sick or maybe even dying. Over 1 million people died in this country during the COVID virus period. So you want to make sure you're not one of those. And the way to do that is to protect yourself. Just like we go out in the football field, protect ourselves with a helmet or with shoulder pads or whatever, you can protect yourself with a vaccine. And like I said, it doesn't completely keep you from getting COVID, but it's definitely going to help the symptoms be a lot more easy on you.
You're listening to NFL Hall of Fame quarterback Warren Moon here on Press Row on ESPN 95.3. Warren, when you look back on your career, how much do you think you did to change the stereotype of the black quarterback? Oh, he's black. He just must be a good athlete and not a good drop-back passer.
Yeah, that's one of the things I'm most proud of in my career. You know, not so much the accomplishments I made on the field or whatever, but the fact that I was able to help make change at that important position, probably the most important position that there is in team sports, playing quarterback in the National Football League. And yeah, there was a time where people didn't think we could play that position at a high level, that we didn't have the mental capabilities, that we didn't have the leadership qualities, and all those different things that come along with playing the position. But because of my play, because of, say, Doug Williams winning a Super Bowl in 88 or the way Randall Cunningham played, we all kind of played during the same time period and played the game at a very high level. I think it really opened the eyes of a lot of owners and general managers and coaches that, hey, these guys can play the game at a high level. And now you started to see more and more guys get drafted at the top of the draft and get many more opportunities for African-Americans. So that's something I'm a little bit proud of, that my play had something to do with that.
Warren, how much did you balance the love of football with the chip on your shoulder as far as trying to prove a point?
Well, yeah, I love the game so much, even still to this day. It's still in my blood. I follow it, high school, college, you know, pros, you name it. And I wasn't going to let anybody tell me that I couldn't do it, even though I knew that I could. But it was just a matter of finding the right people that would give me the opportunity to show me that I could. And fortunately, along the way, at every different level, I was able to find different people that would give me that chance, whether it was going to junior college for a year or whether it was going up to play in Canada for 6 years. Wherever somebody was going to let me play the position, I was going to show them that I could do it and do it with the best. And fortunately, I was able to get that done. And I really appreciate all the opportunities that I were given. And then the people that wouldn't give me those opportunities, those were those chips that were on my shoulder for all those years of my career.
Who do you like watching today? Which quarterbacks? And have the likes of a Jalen Hurts or a Tua Tagovailoa surprised you at how successful they've been?
You know, those two guys don't surprise me because they come out of a very successful program just down the road in Tuscaloosa. Nick Saban was on our staff in Houston when I was there as a defensive backs coach. So I knew one day he was going to be a great head coach just by the way he coached our defensive backs. And he's done that. And I followed him ever since he left us at Houston. But those guys have been coached very well. They're high integrity guys, and they had success in college. And I felt there was no reason with their skill set and their work ethic that they wouldn't have success at this level either. And they're doing that. So I'm proud of them for that. The guys I like to watch today, there's one guy that I would pay to watch any day, and that's Patrick Mahomes. I mean, you just never know what he's going to do every week. You know, last week you see that over-the-shoulder throw that he made for a touchdown. You just don't see those type of plays happening from the quarterback position. And I mean, he might throw a ball left-handed one week. He might throw one underhanded next week. He might throw another one like he did over his shoulder in this pass game. And he just makes things happen, you know, when he has the football in his hand. And that's something that's exciting to watch.
Well, you certainly thrived back in your time as a player. How do you think you would do in today's game? Would it be about the same? Would you do better? Would you do worse? How would you – do you ever try to picture that and how you would do?
I know I wouldn't be as sore because they protect these guys today like they're – their soft margarine or something like that. They just will not let these guys get hit, you know. And if they do get hit, did you see that roughing the passer the other night that was in the game where Justin Herbert got hit by a Miami Dolphin guy? He even tried to lighten up on the ground. He still got a roughing the passer. So those type of things didn't happen back when I played, and I would have been a lot less sore on Monday and Tuesday if the rules would have been the way they were back then, the way they protect these guys. And then I love the way the rules have opened up to open the passing game. And that was my strength, throwing the football. So, yeah, these rules would play right into what my strengths were, and I'm sure I would have done even better during this time.
Got a couple more minutes with Moran Moon, the NFL Hall of Fame quarterback here on Press Row on ESPN 95.3. All right, Warren, there's no question the quarterback, you've gone a long way, and the quarterback narrative has totally been changed, but there's still really in NFL and college coaching as far as the lack of black head coaches. I mean, here in SEC territory, there have only been five. You think about in all of college football in this change, in this cycle, Deion Sanders is the only black coach that has got a job in the FBS. I know it's an issue in the NFL. You hear about it happens. It has to happen at the coordinator level first. What is your assessment on that?
Well, on the pro level, I think the owners have a big say-so in who gets hired as their head coach. And I think those owners have to, first of all, I think kind of meet some of these coaches halfway as far as getting to know them a little bit better than just they're a coach on their staff. Learn a little bit more about their personality. Learn a bit more about their history. Learn a little bit more about their family background and things like that. And I think they'll have a better understanding of them when they come in to interview for a job. I think anybody who feels comfortable with a person, that's going to be part of why you hire them. It's not always about the qualifications. And I think if these owners give more of a chance to these guys and be a little bit more outgoing to them and get to know them a little bit better on that side of it, maybe they'll hire more of them. And I think on the other side, we need more black ownership. If we can get more African Americans owning football teams, which isn't an easy thing to do nowadays when most teams are, you know, their worth is between $3.5 to $5 billion or something like that. That's a lot of money to come up with to buy a football team. But if you can get more owners in those positions, then they're in a position to make those types of decisions. And maybe more black coaches would get hired because of that. So there's a couple of different ways it can happen. But we got to do something about it, because I think there's a big disparity at that position. And when you have 70% of your league is African American, I think there should be a better representation of black coaches at that position.
Again, we're visiting with Warren Moon, one of the many former NFL stars who, along with the Tennessee Titans and the Tennessee Department of Health, has launched the Gear Up campaign as far as lending their voices to statewide vaccine awareness, hoping that Tennesseans will protect themselves from COVID-19, which is still very much out there. Listen, Warren, when we have great guests like you, we love to close with a rapid fire, just first thing off the top of the head. Ready to play?
Sure.
All right. The team in the NFL, when you played in the NFL, the team you wanted to beat most?
Wow. Probably the Pittsburgh Steelers, because they were in my division in the AFC Central. They were the team it seemed like to beat every year. They had all that great Super Bowl history behind them, so that was usually the team we wanted to beat the most, Pittsburgh.
The defender you least wanted to play or face?
Whew, there was a bunch of those. but probably Lawrence Taylor. Fortunately, I didn't have to play him very much because he wasn't in our division or in our conference. So I did get a chance to play him a couple of times, and he was just as good as advertised.
All right, sorry about the sore subject here, but being the competitor that you are, how often do you relive the playoff game at Buffalo?
Every time people like you bring it up. Otherwise, I try and get it out of my mind.
All right, who will be the second black Hall of Fame quarterback?
You know, I'm hoping it's Steve McNair. I really think he deserves to be in the Pro Football Hall of Fame for everything he did here at the Tennessee Titans, or maybe Donovan McNabb. I think he deserves to be there as well. So Either one of those guys.
All right, Warren, you've been great. Listen, this is your stage. One last chance. What did you do earlier today and talk to these listeners?
Yeah, we had a great press conference today promoting Gear Up Tennessee, which is a partnership between the Tennessee Department of Health and NFL alumni. And we're just trying to get people to get out and get vaccinated because COVID-19 is still a problem, not only in this state, but in this country. We want to make sure people have all the questions they need answered if they have a hesitancy to get it. Go out and talk to your doctor. Go out and talk to a medical professional and get yourself protected. It'll really pay dividends down the road, especially if you are somehow able to contract the virus. You won't be as sick, and you probably will not die. We know a lot of people have died from it, and the reasons why usually are they're not vaccinated. So we want to make sure you're protected out there. So just get out there and ask the questions that you need to have answered, and then get yourself vaccinated.
Warren, listen, you were a treat to watch back in the old Pac-8 days. You were a treat to watch in the NFL, and you've been a treat to talk to. Thank you so much for joining us here in Chattanooga on Press Row.
Thanks for having me on the show. Really appreciate it. Go get vaccinated, everyone.
All right. Sounds great. Warren Moon, the NFL Hall of Fame quarterback, joining us here on Press Row. 648-1051 is the number. You're listening to ESPN 95.3.